T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's that time again where we start to see all the lists pop up and the blank of the year and everything like that. Ryan Burrow joining us now. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary Word of the Year has been unveiled. Ryan, what's the word?
And I think a lot of us probably started going down the path of, you know, what's been going on at the White House and impeachment. Was it quid pro quo? Well, it was one of the top words in the Merriam-Webster dictionary this year, at least the lookups. Impeach was in there as well. How about this? Smitty, that was a reference from Attorney General William Barr when talking about a letter written by Robert Mueller. A lot of people looked that up as well. But no, it was actually had nothing to do with that. It's a word that we use quite frequently that Merriam-Webster says was up 313%. Four-letter word, they.
Why they?
It's the identification of transgender non-binary. This has come up frequently, and we're seeing a lot of people now tag out their emails with ways that they would like to be referenced, maybe not indicating a him or her, a male or female. This became popular for a few reasons. Oslo Grace, a California runway model who walks in both the men's and women's shows, has referenced the word they many times. Pop star Sam Smith writing on social media, a preference of the use they and them over him. Even the American Dialect Society named they its word of the year, but that was in 2015. They like the fact that they is being used to kind of identify someone without any kind of gender associated with it.
So how does a word rise to word of the year? What's the criteria they use?
It really comes down to searches and a surge in searches as well. 313% over normal searches of the word they was a big indicator to Merriam-Webster that this should be considered a word of the year. Here's another one, by the way, in the top 10, and I think it's something we talked about earlier in the year, the word the. And it has to do with Ohio State University. Remember, they tried to trademark
right.
Ohio State University. They wanted to put the word the on all of their marketing materials, and they were eventually shot down by the Trademark Commission. But that was another word that popped up in the top 10. Two pretty common words, that's for sure.
Right. Hey, what was your choice for word of the year?
Oh, the one thing that I didn't want to see up there, it's a word that my daughter uses. She's a middle school girl. She likes to be a VSCO girl, V-S-C-O. It's a reference to some old social media platform, but apparently all these girls like it because it stands for cleaning up the environment and being fashionably conscious. I don't know. It's bizarre.
Yeah. All right. Well, didn't make the list. Maybe made yours. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much. It's Ryan Burrow with the Merriam-Webster Word of the Year, they.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.